Continental Celebrity Club. The Continental Can Company presents the Continental Celebrity Club with our own young comedy star, Jackie Kell. The songs of Margaret Whiting, the music of Ray Block's orchestra. And as our special guest this week, the glamorous Hollywood star, Miss Carol Landis. And here is your host, John Daly.
Thank you and good evening, everyone. Carol Landis and Jackie Kelk will be on hand in a few minutes. But first, lovely Margaret Whiting starts our evening with what may well be some Patrick's Day Blarney in rumba rhythm. I get a kick out of you.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like that perfume from Spain. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Till I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Till I get a kick out of you.
Friends, you're listening to the Continental Celebrity Club, brought to you by the Continental Can Company, makers of cans, of paper and fiber containers, of plastics and of crown and cork products, including bottle caps, to keep your favorite drinks sparkling and full of flavor. The containers made by Continental Can Company bring you many products you use every day. Lots of your favorite food products are packed in containers made by Continental Can. So are many nationally famous drinks, motor oil, paints, and thousands of other things. For Continental containers serve behind the scenes, behind the labels of America's finest products.
The customers are always right at the Continental Celebrity Club. In addition to songs, drama, and music, they want glass. Well, we aim to please. So having heard from Margaret Whiting with her voice that's one in a million, now let's listen to our young comedy star with a voice that was one in a raffle. Here he is, Jackie Kelk.
I'm the talk of my neighborhood, Mr. Daly. The other night, I won $50 in a set of encyclopedias from Information, Please.
You stumped the expert?
Uh-huh. I sent them a picture of me, and they couldn't guess what it was. I like quiz shows. There's one that my Aunt Mabel says is her favorite. She once trailed her husband downtown, and she saw him meet a blonde. Now my aunt gets $20 a week alimony.
What's her favorite program?
Detect and Collect.
Oh, Jackie, how about the rest of your family? I hope that they make a habit of listening to you on this show.
Oh, sure. The first time I was on, my father sat there with his ear glued to the radio. By the time the program was over, he was furious.
Why?
The glue dried and he couldn't straighten up. A couple of months ago, my father asked my Uncle Herman if he ever listened to the show, and he said no. They had a big fight about it, but they don't fight anymore.
They buried the hatchet?
No, they buried Uncle Herman. Oh, but the whole family's listening tonight because our guest is Carol Landis. You know, they think I'll be nervous when I meet her.
And you're not nervous?
I should say not. You know, most fellas wouldn't know how to talk to a girl like her, but I'll get the conversation on a subject every woman likes, clothes.
Oh, that's a good idea. I happen to know that Miss Landis' gowns come from Hattie Carnegie, size 12.
You don't say.
Where are your clothes from?
Sears Roebuck, page 69.
Well, Jackie, I'll give you another tip. I've heard that Miss Landis likes men from the South. You might pretend that you're a Southerner.
Oh, no. I tried that once with a girl who came from Alabama. I said to her, "Hello, honey child. Shut my mouth."
Well?
She did. What I really want to talk to Miss Landis about is a play I wrote. Boy, I hope I can get her to star in my play. It's in 12 acts, 47 scenes, and it has a cast of 90 characters.
And what's it about?
About 400 pages.
No, Jackie. I mean, what's the plot?
Hard to understand.
Now, wait a second. You wrote a play?
Uh-huh.
Well, what's the idea?
Had nothing else to do.
Jackie, please, give me an idea of the subject of the play.
Oh, you mean what's the play about?
Yes.
Well, most of the characters are people. But after
but what do the people do?
I don't know.
You don't know? You wrote the play, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Then how is it you don't know the story?
Well, while I was typing it, I kept my eyes closed. I wanted it to be a surprise. Do you think Miss Landis will act in my play?
Well, don't ask me, Jackie. Why don't you ask her over to your house tomorrow and read it to her?
That's a swell idea. And boy, wait till she sees my indoor garden.
You have a garden in the house?
Uh-huh. I covered one corner of our living room with soil, and I planted seeds and I watered it every day. I was amazed at the result.
What came up?
The landlord. Boy, there'll be some excitement when Miss Landis shows up. Every one of my relatives will be there to see her, except Aunt Sophie and Uncle George.
Well, why won't they be there?
Well, they were married last year, and any minute now, Aunt Sophie's expecting... Gee, maybe Uncle George is calling to tell me the good news. Hello? Yes, Uncle George. Really? When? Half an hour ago? What? Three? Oh, boy, you must be very happy. Congratulations.
Jackie, did I hear you say that...
Yes, Mr. Daly. Half an hour ago, my Aunt Sophie found a 3-room apartment.
Spring is here, and its effect is not lost on Ray Block, the orchestra, and Ray's special arrangement of Irving Berlin's Blue Sky.
When you could buy a can of food, you're also buying the pressure cooker the food was cooked in? That's right. You see, each individual can is really a miniature pressure cooker. because the foods actually aren't cooked until after they're hermetically sealed right in the can. Preparing tasty, nutritious foods in this manner is important to you, because you can be sure that food in Continental cans is getting the finest protection known to modern science. No outside food-destroying bacteria can get into that food, and none of the tasty, nutritious food values can escape. And most important, when you open a can of food, you can be sure it has never been opened before.
And now, our guest for this evening, Miss Carol Landis.
Hello, everybody. Well, thank you very much for your invitation to the Continental Celebrity Club. It's really wonderful to see so many of my old friends out front and also up here on the stage. Tonight, with the help of Scott Cotsworth, I'd like to do an original radio sketch called I Remember You.
A subway train has just pulled out of an almost deserted station. As the roar fades away into the silence of the tunnel, a man walks slowly up the platform. Behind him is a girl who walks faster and faster after him until...
Excuse me. Oh, I wanted to apologize to you.
To me? What for?
For staring at you on the train. You must have noticed.
Well, I did, but...
Don't I know you from somewhere? Your face is so familiar.
Funny, I was sitting on the train trying to figure out where I'd seen you before.
Well, then I am right. I do know you.
Where from, I wonder?
I wish I knew.
Why?
Because you're someone out of the past, and until I saw you, I had no past.
Look, I don't know what's the matter, but can I do anything to help?
If you could tell me where we've met before. You see, I can't remember anything.
Oh, sounds like amnesia.
Mm.
Now, that used to happen to a lot of guys overseas. They'd come out of battle not knowing who they were.
And what happened to them?
All of a sudden, one day, something familiar would hit them, a sound, a taste, or a name. And it would start them thinking.
The way seeing you made me begin to think? Well, that's all. That's where it stopped.
And that's where we start.
You mean you're going to help me?
If you'll let me. If there's anything in this city that'll make you remember, we're going to find it.
I like it here, even if it doesn't bring back anything.
Oh, well, don't get discouraged. This is just our first try.
That's a pretty song they're playing.
You've heard it before?
No, I don't think so.
Well, do you remember any song?
Yes, there is one. It keeps running through my mind. I think it was called Dream.
Mm-hmm. Now, waiter.
Yes, sir.
Would you ask the piano player to play Dream?
Yes, sir.
Funny you should think of that. It's one of my favorite songs.
Well, could we have heard it at the same place?
Oh, I don't think so. I heard it in a little cafe in Paris where I spent most of my furlough.
I remember that funny little orchestra in the cafe? I think it was the only American song they knew.
Wait a minute. How did you know about that?
I don't know. Do you remember ever seeing me there?
No.
But I was there. I know I was there.
Now we're getting someplace. But what were you doing in Paris? Doesn't this remind you of Paris? The carriage and the park?
Yes, it does.
But you still can't remember what you were doing in Paris, huh?
No. Mm-mm.
Hey, that's an air raid. Listen.
Oh, no, that's a fire engine.
I'm sorry. Just those sirens. Every time I hear those sirens, I'm back in that hospital in France.
Well, I got so I almost didn't hear them. There was so much work to be done, and every time they went off, all the patients had to be moved to...
Storm.
I don't know what I was going to say.
You were going to say all the patients had to be moved to the air raid shelter. Now I think I can tell you where we met before. I was one of those patients, and you were my nurse. Look, it's getting light now.
Mm-hmm.
I kept you up all night.
Oh, well, it was worth it. You've made me remember so many things.
Look, let's sit down here, huh? Just watch the boats in the river.
All right. peaceful, isn't it?
It's hard for me to think of a river as peaceful.
Why?
Because I always think of rivers the way I saw them in Germany. Something we had to cross to keep the Germans from crossing. There was one river.
Yes?
That one was our worst of all.
Why?
We were on one side of the river and the Germans were trying to cross.
There was a bridge there.
Yeah, a bridge that my group had to blow up. I was more scared then than I've ever been in my life.
Why? Why were you scared?
I was afraid I was going to be killed. And for the first time, I knew how much I wanted to live.
What do you mean, for the first time?
Hey, wait. Wait a minute. I just come back from Paris. You see, I've been married in Paris to a nurse I'd met in a hospital when I'd been wounded before. That's why I wanted to live.
Then you remember all that?
Yes, I remember everything.
Oh, that's what I was hoping would happen. That's why I pretended I'd lost my memory.
What?
To help you find yours.
And I have found mine.
But do you remember her, the girl you married?
Yes. That girl I married in Paris was you, darling.
Our Celebrity Club audience says, well done, Miss Landis. And if you'd like to add to your fame by doing a play on Broadway, I suggest that you come back in a few minutes to discuss the matter with a newly discovered author and impresario, Jackie Kelch.
All right, I'll do that, Mr. Daly.
Fine. And now it's Margaret Whiting on stage once again. And what have you got in store for us this time, Margaret?
One of my favorite new songs, John. Day by Day.
Everybody had a lovely evening at the Bryan's house last night, and it's just what Mrs. Dalton is telling her hostess on the phone right now.
I'm so glad you and Jim enjoyed yourselves, Agnes.
Ruth, your dinner was simply out of this world. And say, before I forget it, You promised to give me your recipe for that delicious cream sauce you served over the eggs.
Oh, that's easy, my dear. I follow the regular recipe for cream sauce except for one thing. I just add a little undiluted evaporated milk. That gives the sauce an extra richness.
Yes, and that's just one of countless ways canned milk improves so many popular recipes, like cream sauces, salad dressings, puddings, desserts, and many others. And for babies, well, it's the most wholesome milk they could enjoy. That's because canned milk is rich in important values. It's homogenized, too, for speedy digestion. Another thing, you'll find canned milk convenient and economical in preparing your baby's formula. And today, the best canned milk brands come in Continental cans, hermetically sealed to assure the finest protection known to modern science. Just remember, when you buy canned milk, the best brands come in Continental cans.
Now, Miss Landis, to introduce you to that young man who wants to meet you so badly. But I think I ought to warn you that he's going to ask you to dinner at his house tomorrow. But now, here he is.
Hello, Miss Landis. I'm Jackie Kelk.
Oh, fine. This is Saturday, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And you want me to spend tomorrow with you, too.
That's right.
Ray Milland thinks he had a lost weekend. But it's really nice meeting you, Jackie. I've heard you on the radio.
Oh, well, I'm not very popular yet. But there's always hope.
That's right. And if Hope looked like you, he wouldn't be popular either.
Miss Landis, how can you say things like that? Why, the first time I saw you on the screen, you inspired me to write a poem.
A poem?
Uh-huh. It goes, "My heart beats fast, I cannot breathe. I ask myself this question. Has this girl made me fall in love, or have I got indigestion?"
Jackie.
Yes?
You now have two friends. Would you like to try for none? Now, aside from the poem, I understand you've also written a play.
Uh-huh. Here it is, Miss Landis, and I'd like you to act it out with me tonight. It's something like that picture Spellbound, only better.
And the title?
She owned an almond tree and he owned a pecan tree, so they went nuts together.
Well, this will popularize the old-fashioned earache, I'm sure. But, okay, let's go. Curtain, music.
Hello, Dr. Kelk speaking. What's that? You have a delusion you have four legs? Well, in your case, that's nothing to worry about.
Who is that, doctor?
A horse. How are my patients today, Nurse Whiting?
Well, Ray Block was in. He said all last night he dreamed he was eating shredded wheat.
Well, what about it?
When he got up this morning, his mattress was gone.
Let me look at his case history. Born in Turkey, lived in Albuquerque. His mind is murky, and he's acting jerky. He's almost as bad as that other patient of mine, John Daly. This afternoon, Daly told me he was playing ping pong with his wife.
Well, what pong was that?
He said every time he hit her over the net, he broke his paddle. Oh, maybe this is a new patient. Come in.
Dr. Kelk, my name is Carol Landis. I've come to see you about a friend of mine.
Oh, what's her trouble?
Well, she's unhappy because she has no pearls. I think it's a shame that she has no pearls.
Who is this friend of yours?
A little oyster.
Oh, Nurse Whiting, this girl is batty. Got a straitjacket handy?
Yes, doctor.
Okay, slip it on me and I'll go to work. Now, first, Miss Landis,
Doctor, it's me, Ray Block. You've done wonders for me. I don't suffer from insanity anymore.
You don't?
No. Now I enjoy every minute of it.
Case, Miss Landis. No, that reminds me of a case that appeared at the London Clinic some years ago. This patient used to crow like a rooster and go around biting doorknobs.
What happened to him?
I got better. Now, to begin your treatment, I'll give you the word association test. When I say a word, you answer with the first word that comes into your mind. You ready? Life.
Start.
Pen.
Pencil.
Hamburger.
Mustard.
Chili sauce.
No thanks.
15 cents.
Here you are.
Go
Program? Program. Can't tell the doctor from the screwballs without a program.
Quiet, Nurse Whiting. We've got a patient on our hands. Have a chair, Miss Landis.
No, thanks. Just had one.
Have another. Take it home for the children. Now, tell me just what's bothering you.
Well, Doctor, my husband is getting out of jail tomorrow, and I'm going crazy because, you see, it was all my fault that he was ever arrested.
Well, what did he do?
Who?
Your husband.
What husband?
You're not married?
Of course not.
Then who's in jail?
Well, who do you think?
Who?
My husband.
Nurse Whiting, got a sedative handy?
Yes, Doctor.
Here's my arm. Shoot it into me. Now, go ahead, Miss Landis.
Well, as I said, he was arrested because of me. We had a silly little argument over dinner. He struck me, and I called the police.
Oh, well, your problem is very simple. When he gets out, just ask him to forgive and forget.
Oh, you're so clever, Doctor. I know. I'll say to him, Jim, these years you've spent in prison, I've cried my eyes out. I love you, Jim. And from now on, we'll be happy together, won't we?
Oh.
Sit down, Jim. I prepared a nice home-cooked meal for you. What's that? You don't care for macaroni? That's what you said the last time. You're starting it again. You're going to eat macaroni or I'll shove it down your throat. Now, don't raise your hand to me. Let go of me or I'll call the police and you'll go back to jail because that's just where you belong, you ugly, good-for-nothing tramp.
Well, Nurse Whiting, there goes another patient. Cured, happy, and smiling.
Yes, doctors, and that's why we always say... Schizophrenia, hit the spot, 12 neurosis, that's a lot.
It's your best and you're wacky too. Dr. Kelcher's the man for you.
That's my play, Miss Landis. What'd you think of it?
Frankly, Jackie, I think... Oh, I'll take that. Hello? Oh, hello. Jackie, it's your guest on the show next week, Benita Granville.
Oh.
Tell me, Benita, did you hear Jackie play tonight? Oh, well, what did you think of it? You're right, Benita. It certainly did. Good night, folks.
Good night, Miss Landis.
The Continental Celebrity Club is produced and directed by Mark Loeb. Next week, we'll have, in addition to Jackie Chelf, Margaret Whiting, Ray Block, and John Daly, the glamorous Hollywood star, Bonita Granville. Miss Carol Landis appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox and is now appearing in the motion picture, It Shouldn't Happen to a Dog. Be sure to join us next week. The Continental Celebrity Club is brought to you by the 25,000 men and women of the Continental Can family, producing for the health, welfare, and happiness of the nation. For the biggest show in town, be sure to listen Saturday night to CBS, beginning with the Helen Hayes Show at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.